When you became lieutenant governor, you took up your special interest of tourism.
I wanted the lieutenant governor to have something to do other than sit around and twiddle your thumbs. I used to say the lieutenant governor was the insurance policy you never had to cash in on. I developed the lieutenant governor handshake. Every morning, you go down to the governor's office and shake the governor's hand. You put your index finger, like I'm doing on you right now, on his wrist, and you take the governor's pulse. And if it's beating, you go back to bed, because as lieutenant governor, you don't have a dang thing to do. And I told Dewey Bartlett, I said, that's ridiculous, that the lieutenant governor has nothing to do. And he's a heartbeat away from being the head of the state. So I convinced the legislature to create the Department of Tourism and put the lieutenant governor in charge of it. And see, that involved you in the legislative process as such. That involved you in the issues that are maybe all over the state, but it gave you as lieutenant governor, you could be the champion of that kind, that phase of economic development.
You ran with that many, many years, and that's to this day attached to your name.
Yes, I'm very proud of that. We created the countries. There already was a green country where we are today during this interview. But during my term as lieutenant governor, we divided the entire state into countries. And I came up with the slogan, Oklahoma, the state of many countries. We had red carpet country, green country, frontier country, time-issued country. We had six countries. Then I convinced the legislature and the governor, let's match funds. If these counties in the countries will organize themselves, then we will match them for advertising dollars. So let's say frontier country, which was Oklahoma City and its surrounding area, green country was eastern Oklahoma, including Tulsa. If you all will raise $100,000 to promote tourism in green country, the state will give you another $100,000 to promote tourism in green country. To this day, they're still doing that. Mm-hmm. And then we expanded it to include lake associations. We call it now the multi-county program. If all the counties that are on Grand Lake will organize, get an organization that will promote the Grand Lake, the state will match advertising dollars up to a certain amount.